Coming up, we're going to be talking about Taylor Swift, Doctor Who, The Bear, and also an update on some Marvel stuff. So before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com, a quick Disney Plus news roundup. Let's start off talking about Doctor Who, because a brand new poster has been revealed for the upcoming first season of Doctor Who, which is going to be coming out on Disney Plus around the world on May the 10th with two episodes. It's going to be coming out on a Friday. And then there'll be new episodes every week. And it's doing a little bit something different, because normally Doctor Who airs here in the UK on Saturday nights. It's kind of Saturday night viewing is how it works, and that's still going to be happening. But unfortunately, it does mean that we're here in the UK going to have to wait almost a day, because it's going to be going up on the BBC iPlayer at like midnight. So a little bit of a delay for us here in the UK, which is kind of weird since it's a time traveling show and it's our show, and now we're getting a little bit later. So that's probably not going to go down very well with Whovians. But yeah, so we're going to get in two episodes. Trailer is coming next week, next Friday. We're going to get a brand new trailer for this season. I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the Christmas special. I thought that was fantastic, and obviously you can watch that on Disney Plus around the world right now. Yeah, so this is going to be the big new show for the summer. Again, Disney Plus around the world, except for here in the UK and Ireland. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. Just more Doctor Who. I've been a big fan of this show since I was, like, really, well, as far back as I can remember, because my dad loves this series and I grew up on it. So definitely in on this one. Looking forward to it. But it's nice now we've got confirmed dates. And this one is really going to be, I think, a big hit on Disney Plus. Now, it has been around for 60 plus years, but it's kind of like the restart. So if you've never watched Doctor Who, this is a perfect time to jump in. I'd probably say go check out the Christmas special, because that's fun and kind of introduce the characters a little bit. But the whole idea really with this new season is that this can be brand new. You never have to see anything from before. Everything will be introduced. That's the kind of the benefit of Doctor Who. The kind of the companion is used as our eyes through his world. So he has to kind of explain everything to her. Like she has no idea what's going on. So it always works in that favor. And it works really well for getting new people in. So don't have to worry about all the old ones. Unfortunately, they're not on Disney Plus. This is all just part of the new deal. But really looking forward to it. Are you? Let us know in the comments below. Today is a big new release day for Disney Plus with the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, which is out now on Disney Plus around the world. I've had it on this morning while I've been working and stuff. And it's going to be something that'll be on constantly. To be fair, I do listen to a lot of Taylor Swift music anyway, so I'll just put that on instead of her albums. But yeah, so that one is now out there, big new release, lots of people are going to be checking it out. Now it's only available on Disney Plus. They've kind of taken down the digital version. You can't buy it anymore. It's on Disney Plus. How long this is on Disney Plus, I don't know. Could be a year, could be 2 years, 3 years. It might be on indefinitely, but with music stuff, things tend to disappear sometimes a little bit quicker. So just be aware of it. And to go alongside that, Disney Plus was giving a bit of an overhaul this morning. So when you went in there, they had like different rows for each of like Disney's versions of some of Taylor's top songs, like 1989, Lover, and just kind of connecting them in with themes with shows and movies. Obviously, it depends on which country you're in, what you see. Like, Red had, like, Turning Red and Cars and Welcome to Wrexham. It's just nice. Just nice to see, like, Disney Plus get a little bit of an overhaul. Probably might also impact on, I would imagine, the trending list for this weekend, because people are going to be maybe seeing stuff on there that maybe haven't seen or didn't realise were on there because these kind of curated lists and stuff. But, yes, nice little overlay. But you're going to be checking out the Taylor Swift concert. Love to hear your thoughts on that in the comments below. Let's now talk about The Bear, because it has been revealed by Deadline that it looks like the third and fourth season are going to be filmed this coming summer in Chicago. Filming has already started, but there's been lots of reports in local newspapers and stuff that they're actually extending, and it's been confirmed by them. Nothing has been officially announced by FX or anything like that, but yeah, they're looking like they're going to film seasons 3 and 4 back to back. This probably is down to just how busy the cast are. They're getting picked up for loads of other films and shows and stuff. They've become huge stars, very much in demand. So getting the two seasons out at the same time doesn't necessarily mean we'll get them any quicker. It just means that then next summer they'll already be done and ready to go. Some people maybe as well kind of questioning, you know, with maybe, you know, if maybe if Atsy go on strike, there might be some other delays and they just want to get it in. I think it's probably more due to just timing. Now, we did see FX do this with Atlanta, where they filmed seasons 3 and 4 back to back, and that season 4 was the final one. So hopefully The Bear lasts past that, but if not, we've still got two more seasons to enjoy. Whether or not it goes into season 5 or beyond, who knows? But I don't think it's a bad idea with these kind of shows sometimes. You know, if they can stack them up, that's probably the best thing. As a big fan of The Bear, it's one of my favourite shows. Definitely think this is cool. Just great to know that we got another season of it. But let us know. Are you excited about more of The Bear? Let us know in the comments below. And obviously, you can check out seasons 1 and 2 on Disney Plus around the world and on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus in the United States. Now, let's talk about some Marvel stuff because we've recently heard that Bob Iger said that, you know, they've cancelled some projects and we're seeing Marvel, like, cutting back on how much stuff it's making, both movies and in on for Disney Plus. And according to the industry insider Daniel RPK, he says that apparently there are no longer plans for sequels to both Ant-Man and the Marvels, and also Eternals 2 is on hold. So I mean, let's be honest, after the box office, like, just smashing that happened last year with the Marvels being really bad at the box office, even though I really enjoyed it, I did like that film. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, which just again just didn't really pull in enough audiences, they now feel like those characters just can't carry movies of this kind and they want to focus on sort of guaranteed hits. That doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to see those characters popping up in other films. I mean, we've got like the Avengers films coming up. They could easily have Ant-Man and Captain Marvel pop in there. You know, we might see Miss Marvel pop up in like the Young Avengers, and also maybe like Cassie Yang can then come over for Ant-Man. Yeah, and I think that makes sense. I'm really bummed out on Eternals because I really enjoyed that film. It was nice having something a little bit fresh, something a little bit different, some different kind of characters. And they kind of left it with a big cliffhanger that I hope they get fixed. I hope they do decide to give Eternals another go because I really feel like it needs that. Maybe do it as a Disney Plus series if they can't do it, as if they don't think it's going to work as a film or something. I don't know. It just feels like Eternals, we need that, like, finish up for that. Because they don't necessarily fit in with the rest of the Avengers and stuff. But I would like them to finish off that story at least commit to that. But Ant-Man and, like, the Marvels, I am not surprised. Those movies just did not hit well with audiences. I think Ant-Man was best when it was simple and just a heist thing. It went with the multiverse. It just went silly. And the Marvels just did not connect, which is a shame because Miss Marvel is fantastic. And I really enjoyed Captain Marvel. And I enjoyed that film. And I think a lot of people have been enjoying it on Disney Plus. But again, just the audience just hasn't turned up for those films. And so, yeah, Marvel are looking like we need to be hitting hits. We need guaranteed hits. And those ones are apparently on the chopping block, which doesn't, I'll be honest, it doesn't surprise me in the slightest. But I'd love to know your thoughts on all this in the comments below. In our question of the day, which comes from Erin, who says, I have to say about Disney, I recently saw a comment on a separate website saying that JoJo Circus would be available on Disney Plus on July the 26th of this year. Is that true? So I wanted to address this because there is this weird thing that I do see constantly come up on social media and on posts and comments and videos and stuff of people like just randomly like giving out dates for things like an announcement of like I don't know, some random show is coming to Disney Plus in July or in August or in November, and I know there's a big one that went around earlier this year, and it's like, why would it just be coming through on a random comment? But also, when has Disney ever really announced any kind of library content that far in advance? They just don't do it. I think a lot of this is almost, it's just weird. It's just like spreading miscommunication or trying to like manifest it into, like, if you keep putting it out there. But there's also people that are just like spreading false information because I don't know why. But yeah, so it does happen. I mean, I get random emails, you know, random comments on like my social media and on my videos and stuff of just like, this is coming. Usually if I do see it, I will just call it out and say like, this is not, you know, where this isn't official. But it is weird how these kind of things, I mean, why would we know about a random show in July coming out when we don't even know anything else coming out? Yeah, if you could go into like Disney Plus and you might see a film, then it says like there's a date. There's usually there'd be reason for that because of like, but most of them have gone anyway. But nevertheless, yeah. So generally there is just weird thing sometimes of people just putting in random comments with dates, like saying it like it's true in the hope that you believe them. And I think they maybe get a kick out of it. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me, but nevertheless, let me know what you think of all this in the comments below. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe. I shall see you guys soon. Laters.